What brings you out to Cairo today?
Well, we're here to be part of a wonderful celebration, the grand opening of this library. And I tell you, as I do my work across seven counties, we spend hours and hours helping communities try to move projects forward. And often the projects, they just run out of steam, or something happens that keeps a project from coming to its full conclusion. And here we are with a building that fits in with the rural community. It's really the center of the community. And our libraries are such wonderful places.
And so, in this economic situation, it was even more...
It's even more amazing. And the good news about projects like this, it brings community together, it energizes people, and it moves us forward. And what a great testimony to the people of Cairo.
We wanted to ask you a little about your, last week you made an announcement about a rural farm project with, I think it's solar power and...
with Alotera. Alotera. And actually, I'm very passionate about alternate energy projects, sustainability, keeping energy affordably on our soils. And this project is coming to us from Texas in the Midwest. They're a company that grows a species of grass that can be multi-use. It can be used for energy production. Half the cost of oil. It can be used for liquid fuels and pellet stoves. Also, they have the ability to create products from it, paper products and laminated woods and some decorative veneer products. So our hope is, if this works, to have the farmers engage. They agree to grow the crop, paid for their labor and for harvesting it, and then also develop a facility in the community that would process and create more jobs locally. So we're hoping, they use the term vertical integration. We have the means of production here. We harvest the raw product, and then we process it and create wealth for the community. So this is a win-win-win. Alternate energy, helping our local farmers with more revenue, and then creating new jobs in the process.
I guess finally, can you update us on what do you think the general recovery status since the hurricane and tropical storm last summer?
I can tell you, in all honesty, across my seven counties, half my time is still flood recovery. And the challenge is the damage was so pervasive, so severe, and it hit everything you can imagine, homes, businesses, public works, streams, it gets into insurance issues, any number of things you can imagine. So I just spent 3 hours last Friday helping a family that had been denied unemployment insurance, lobbying. Actually, I was testifying to an administrative law judge. My next stop from there was to help a community pool that had been hit, help them get their project so they can teach swimming to their kids. That's almost done. It'll be open hopefully Monday. And then we did a ribbon cutting for a small business that we helped come back from the flood. So it's ongoing ongoing process. Still a lot of work to be done.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us and
My
coming
pleasure.
Out to the Cairo Library.
I love coming out. Good to see you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.